Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I hope you're doing well. We've got another one of our community check-in shows that was originally recorded back on Saturday night, May 16th, 2020. During the show, we got together around the virtual kitchen table to talk some Disney, and we talked extreme weather on our Walt Disney World vacations. From sleet and snow during a half marathon to colder weather than that for races, hurricanes, and more. If you're a weather nut or a Disney fan, you're going to enjoy the great calls during the next hour. Don't forget three ways to support the Be Our Guest podcast. First, book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel. They are a platinum earmarked agency, and they're going to take great care of you for no cost to you. They're going to keep you up to date with all the latest news and procedures to get down there for 2020 and 21. And they're also always going to get you the best deal on the most magical vacation possible. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Thanks again to everybody who continues to use our Amazon affiliate link. It's at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Please use that as often as you can. And if you want a little extra content, some behind the scenes for the show, photos, polls, discussions, and even a mini podcast called Mike in the Midwest, come on over and become a patron of the show, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in live here on Facebook from the Be Our Guest Podcast studios here in St. Peters, Missouri. Hope you're having a great Saturday night, wherever you're tuned in around the world, or if you're over in Singapore, happy Sunday morning. Thanks so much for joining us and spending the next hour with us to talk Disney and to talk life in general. We're going to have a good time. We do that here almost every night, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Tuesdays. We're going to have a good time getting together as Disney friends and hanging out and getting through this whole big mess together. So tonight we're going to have a fun show. We're talking about two of my favorite topics. One is Disney and one is weather. One thing I've always loved, even as a small kid, is that I love just weather events. I love a big snowstorm. I love a summer thunderstorm in the middle of the afternoon. I can't say I like tornadoes. We are kind of in Tornado Alley, but there have been some that have hit close to where I've lived over the last 10 years. We've seen damage down the street from us. We're going to talk about, I was at Walt Disney World during a hurricane once. I'm just a weather nut, you know, and I'll admit it. I'll watch like the Weather Channel or Weather Nation, all these, weather channels out there. I love the stuff. I was one of the very first ones to get a weather radio. I would listen to that, even though it's just basically a computer giving current times and temperatures and all that stuff from around the region. I love weather. When I was a kid, I'd go to the library and check out all the books on tornadoes and hurricanes. I love this stuff. So we're going to have the two meld together tonight. We're going to talk about the most extreme weather event you've had happen on your trip. And more importantly, I want to have this discussion with you. How do you let weather affect your vacation? Because you go down, and a lot of times, you know, we, in our mind's eye, when we plan these trips, we're like, oh, it's going to be so beautiful. Florida is always so beautiful. You know, 80 degrees, sunny, and, you know, it's going to be amazing. And then you get down there, and it's like 98 degrees with 100% humidity, and it's really hard to get around. Or on the converse is that, you know, you go down there, and it's, you know, it's 35 degrees and you were not expecting to have to wear a jacket and you really need a coat and mittens and a hat. So we'll talk about cold, hot, hurricanes, good thunderstorms, all kinds of stuff tonight. So give us a call, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. So Saturday here at the studios was pretty nice. The girls had been spending all day. They chopped down a tree in our front yard that was kind of next to our mailbox. Can't believe they got that done, but they did. They got that all put together. They put some flowers in the spot where the tree used to be, put down some new mulch. And it's a new kind of mulch that we have now. It's like rubber mulch. So that was kind of interesting. So we've had a busy day. The girls have really been planting. They're still working. Right now they're finishing things up for the day. All right, let's get to our first call tonight. It's Alfred. Alfred, happy Saturday.
Hey, how are you?
I am hanging in there, getting ready for some big rain tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, going along with the topic.
I think that's coming our way, like Monday or Tuesday.
Yep, Well, my in-laws my in-laws live 20 minutes from here, and it's rained the entire day at their house, and we haven't gotten any yet. Mm. It looks like it's going to pour. It's looked like that all day, but we haven't gotten any yet, so we'll see.
Wow. Go back outside with the laptop.
Dude, that's exactly. Totally. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I go out there, I got the Mac. It takes like 5 minutes to set everything up. Got the MacBook Air, got my little cheap iPad, the little wire between it so I can use it as a second monitor. My phone's there. I'm reading the information. As soon as I got everything, I'm comfortable, got my soda. I'm like, oh, this is great. Boom, starts raining. I'm like, stupid. Whatever. That's how my life
is. And then the minute you went inside, it stopped.
100%. Hasn't rained since. Exactly. Because my wife's like, yeah, it's sprinkled. I'm like, yeah, that's the 5 seconds I was on the deck working. Exactly. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Not too much today. Went for a little walk.
That's good.
I didn't do much otherwise.
I took the world's best nap on my hammock though today. It was awesome because it's hot. Yeah, it was great.
Whew. Yeah. No naps for me.
I'm a napper.
But I'm ready to go to bed now.
Well. Nothing wrong with that.
I know, right? But I'm listening to you.
Well, yeah, you got to stay up till 9 your time. That's my rule.
Yeah. I have to let it get dark first.
Yeah, it's true. It's almost dark here, though, and we're an hour behind you, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird, because it's still light out here.
Well, it's because of the cloud cover. There's really big storm clouds out there. I'm looking right out the window right now, but yeah, it's getting there. But I think tonight, well, here's my watch. It says it'll get dark here in St. Louis. This is really riveting and exciting. But the sun sets in St. Louis today. I have it on one of my faces because I see it all the time. The sunset is going to be at 8:09 p.m. in St. Louis tonight. So we got a little ways. It's only 7:08.
Here too.
Yep.
Here too.
So what weather have you seen at Walt Disney World? I'm curious about this for everybody.
Well, definitely the very extreme cold. There's been several times I've gone, and, you know, it's in the 30s. Yes. I think even one time the night went down to 29, if I'm not mistaken.
That's no fun.
No, it was not. And it was the one time I went with my sister and my two nephews at the time. And we were at the coldest night was we were at Hollywood Studios. Well, at that point, it was still MGM. We were watching Fantasmic, and we were freezing. Mm-hmm. We were right up front, so we kept getting wet.
I was gonna say, yeah. Well, at least you get warm when the fire comes on, but then you freeze if you get wet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So my sister bought a blanket, and we're all under it. It was really crazy.
Yep.
Have
you been there when they've like busted out the, at the checkout, they'll have like the little cheap gloves and hats and stuff like that. They're not Disney ones, but
absolutely.
They're just like, yeah, that's when you know it's cold. When they start putting that by the cash register, you're like, okay, they've officially said it's cold.
Yeah. But the problem with that is for Floridians, it's anytime it's below 50.
Yes, it is.
But when it hits 30, then you see the Mickey Mouse stuff come out.
Yep, you're right.
I guess they saved that for the really, really cold.
Yeah. Maybe it's a little magical hat or something. It makes...
Yeah, exactly.
It keeps guest satisfaction high, I guess. I don't know.
Yes. So now I bring the toe warmers and the hand warmers just in case.
That is a huge tip. You're talking about those little pouches that are chemically activated.
Yes.
If you have those, that can save you.
I haven't used them yet.
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah, but I have them.
Yes.
So now they stay in my bag, my plastic bag, so that I don't forget them.
Good idea.
So, yeah. Yep. The other weather I've seen is a lot of heavy, heavy rain.
Yes.
Okay. One time was back, I'm trying to think when that was. It was during the operation.
Oh gosh, it's been a while.
Yeah. So what year was that?
So that was that the 100th anniversary of Walt Disney's birth? So that'd have been like early 2000s.
Yes, it was 2001.
Yep.
Thank you. The end of that year, I was there for New Year's Eve. And I said, where's the place I want to be? Because the year before I had done Epcot. I said, you know what? The celebration is based around MGM. Let me go there.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's Eve, it poured so bad. I walked through maybe 3 inches of water in the park.
I have a story similar to that, which I'm going to share here in a minute. I have a story. It was I have video of it somewhere, and I'll post it if I can find it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to tell the story.
Yeah, I might
now.
Even too.
Okay, because this was back before New Fantasyland at the Magic Kingdom. Okay, so you mentioned these torrential downpours. We got caught in one back in Fantasyland. God, I'm trying to think. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was across, you know what? They might have been building Seven Dwarfs Mine Train at the time. I'm trying to think they might have been. Anyway, it was back by like between the Adventures of Winnie the Pooh and where, you know, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is now. And there were construction walls. Or there was like, you know, they had the walls up. Just like concept art was on the walls. Anyway, one of those big storms comes on. And it just floods that thoroughfare in Fantasyland. Mm-hmm. No kidding, the water was probably 6-8 inches deep. So what you had here, it was the funniest thing ever. Because I got the video somewhere. I got to find it because Mallory did it. There was so much water. People were not walking through the water. They were up on the curb, and they were holding onto the fence. There was like a fence there. And so people were looking like ants. They had their 2 feet on the curb, okay? But they're facing like their back is to the like path. So they're holding onto the fence, like side shimmying down this curb through Fantasyland. And there's like a line of people. I mean, this is how people are getting from point A to point B. So there's this line, looks like a line of ants shimmying down a fence on top of the curb sideways. It was the craziest looking. I got to find that video. It's probably 10 years or more ago, but it was, something didn't drain the right way. Obviously it was a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. But this year was not just like a quick storm and it blew over. No, it rained that night. For like 5 hours or more, heavy, heavy rain.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed in the park the whole night.
You're crazy.
I was not missing New Year's Eve in the park.
Oh, yeah, New Year's Eve I would stay. You're right. You got to stay that night. Yeah. True.
Whole park emptied out, though. It was great. There was no one there.
That's how you got to look at
it. So, you know what I did at? I just kept riding the great movie ride.
That's a good call. Yes.
And over. Over.
Now,
I didn't leave the building.
Well, and I've done that on the People Mover before. Like, you know, because the thing is, like in summer, they pop up so quick, you know, so like you'll get on the People Mover, it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. You know, during the ride, it's about a 12-minute ride or whatever, you know, all of a sudden it's pouring. I'm like, please let me stay on. And, you know, I give them the old, like, one time around. They usually let you if it's not busy. So that's always awesome.
Yeah.
I do that quite often.
So quite interesting, though.
I love weather. I love that stuff. If I have just perfect weather on a Disney vacation, which doesn't happen often, I'm kind of bummed because I like a good thunderstorm in Florida.
Yeah, but in the summer, you always get that.
Yeah,
so.
Most of the time. Yep.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, I'm going to scoot because I got a lot of people. I guess all the meteorologists are trying to get in tonight because we got a lot of people lined up.
Yeah, right. So, oh, really?
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I guess everybody loves weather like me. We're all a bunch of geeks.
Yeah, right.
All right.
It's
fun. Well, hey, stay up. Stay up till the top of the hour, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
See you, buddy. Stay
safe. Have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, next caller. We have him rolling in here. Oh, I think I just hung up. 615, call back. I know you were just there, and I hit it right as you hung up. Yeah, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, weather can impact your vacation, no doubt. And I think a lot of folks, I'm definitely in this camp, I don't think about weather when it comes to Disney vacations. I never do. I just think about, you know, that it's going to be perfect. And then you got to get there and adapt. All right. So we have our next call. Hayes joining us.
Hi, Mike. This is Marge.
Hey, Marge. What's going on?
Not much. seeing Home Alone again.
That's what we're all doing, saving the world.
Yeah. So how have you been?
I'm doing good. I just had a Domino's pizza and came down here to talk to everybody. Life's pretty good right now.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. What about you?
My husband's coming home pretty soon, so made him dinner and stuff like that. So just waiting for him to come home.
What'd you make for dinner?
Italian sausages with some green pepper.
Oh, sounds good to me. Sounds good. Now, have you ever been to Walt Disney World in some crazy weather, or do you get always good weather?
I just went to Disney in 2015.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the only time I got there and stuff like that. It was for kind of the money situation around here.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Trust me.
Yeah. Can you do me a favor, Mike?
Sure.
The next time you go to Walt Disney World, can you pick me up one of those tiki statues from at the Pali?
I can definitely. You just got to remind me before I don't know when I'm going back yet because I don't know when they're going to be open. But yeah, definitely. You'll know. Trust me, I'll tell you when I'm going back. So just remind me and I'll get your phone number or something and I'll text you a picture to make sure I get the right one for you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, Margie. Thanks for calling. Have a good night and enjoy that dinner.
Okay. Thank you, dear.
Take care. Stay safe. Bye-bye. Love Margie. I'm going to be doing some shopping. I love it. I'm a personal shopper. Never thought I would be that. But hey, that's what we do. That's fine. Gives me an excuse to go to the Polynesian. And then I can go to Trader Sam's and I get a Dole Whip. So good stuff. You know, Joanne Griffith, who is down, she is a Floridian. She's living her best life in Florida. And she got to see Haley today. So I'm so glad to see that they're getting to spend time with the grandkids. Being a Floridian, I would think that you have to embrace the weather. One of the reasons someday I want to move to Florida, there's a few reasons. One is Disney, two is extreme weather, and three is NASA. It's kind of my perfect storm of why I want to move to Florida someday down to the peninsula. All right, we have our next call on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. It's my last call. Happy Saturday.
Hey, happy Saturday. What's going on?
We had some pizza for dinner.
Same.
Was good. Not Domino's from my end.
I'm already getting the heartburn. I only had it like 30 minutes ago. It's already getting, my wife said, if you get heart, I'm like, I love Domino's. She's like, I do too, but it tears me up. I'm like, I know, but I eat Taco Bell, so I can't, you know, it's normal for me.
Yeah. It's like you order Domino's in New York City, it would be like a sin, basically.
Yeah, that's probably
like,
right.
I'm pretty sure I'd get kicked out. New York City.
You probably would.
But it was a nice day. It's nice weather. I try to not go out too much during the day because of crowds, unfortunately. But I had a run this morning, a hotter run than I'm used to, like high 60s. And my runs for the last couple months have been mid 40s. So that was a bit of a challenge because I haven't had it that warm in a while. For runs.
I'm going through the exact same thing because it popped up. It wasn't so much the warmth. It's the humidity levels for me. Like it slows you down. It's nice to not have to like put on all the garbage, you know, the stocking cap, the gloves, you know, the tights or whatever you're running in. Like I love just shorts and a t-shirt and I'm out the door, but you're right. I mean, it's just, your body acclimates, but it takes a few runs to kind of get used to it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to, I almost want to jump ahead a few weeks where I'm used to it. Cause it was a struggle today, but I got it done. You know,
it's easier every time.
I do, right?
Yep. I agree. Yep.
So I do have some weather stories.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of ones I haven't mentioned before, but I don't think I've mentioned this one. This may have been the same one you were down for, but I was like down there when I was down there in 2004, it was like right around Hurricane Charlie.
Yep.
And I just remember like, I wasn't there while the hurricane hit. But the kind of the stress of like a few times when we went back to the room, just seeing that was the big news and we never knew when it was going to hit. And we had kind of a family joke because actually my uncle's named Charlie and I was like, what's he doing? Like, why is he sending the hurricane down? So that was our fun joke. And even I think like we narrowly just escaped it actually. I honestly don't remember like how bad it was at Disney World, but just it, like that stress of knowing that the hurricane could have, I guess, hit at any time, and that we did kind of get out, like our checkout day just happened to be like, I think right before it got kind of bad. But there was like one day where we had like an intense like rainstorm on our Animal Kingdom day. And I remember that, well, wait a minute, I'm confusing two stories. Okay. So the one I was going to tell was that rain was supposed to be pretty bad, I think, for the day in Animal Kingdom. So we decided to like die. And this is when I was a kid. So we were going to, I guess, dive into the safari ride. And it was such good luck, actually, because we got really lucky where the rain ended up only lasting while we were on that ride. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just...
Sometimes you get lucky like that. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you get so lucky, like, you just happen to be, like, in a show or, you know, some covered attraction when it's pouring, and then, like, you roll out and everybody else is soaked. You're like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm dry. I love that. You just that is such a lucky shot. Or like you're going in to go on Soarin' or something, so you can stay in the land. Like you can go on Living with the Land, do Soarin', grab a snack, and everybody else is walking in just drenched. I like when that happens. I mean, I feel bad for everybody else, but I mean, I'm like, hey, my luck finally worked out for once.
Oh yeah, for sure. It was funny. I mean, not gonna lie, getting off that ride and seeing, like you said, like everyone else kind of soaked, and we're just not, but. I mean, we've gone soaked before. I mean, I've told you the Hollywood Studios story from a few trips ago. Like that was intense rain. So like I've definitely been at Disney for intense rain. So when I think like when it can work in your favor, that's always a nice blessing. But the one quick story like that also did surprise me was the most recent trip just from like end of February this year. And it wasn't even that cold. Like it wasn't in the 30s or anything like that. I think it was just the 50s. And we just really, frankly, underestimated how cold it would feel because even up here, I mean, I'm someone who's always like, oh, I prefer the cooler weather. And, you know, I'd rather be a little chilly and throw on a jacket than be super sweaty, you know, because you can put on more layers. You can only, you know, wear like even if in a sundress or whatever, you can still be really hot, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was even like the 50s, it was just freezing like our first couple days, and it was kind of stressful for sure because we were kind of prepared but not as prepared as we should have been. Like we each had a few sweatshirts, and my boyfriend was I guess more prepared than I was, and he had a thermal that I had to convince him to let me wear, like on the Magic Kingdom day. But it was so cold, like oh my god, like what's going on, like this is Florida, like we came down here to escape.
Yes.
And yeah, definitely. And I don't think that's something that people expect a lot. Like, I'm going to be super prepared in January for the marathon weekend. I'm almost going to pack for, I think, 10 different types of weather, no matter what the app says.
So, that's so true, because I got burned by that the year it sleeted and snowed, which I'm going to tell that story here in a minute. But I always get throwaway sweats delivered to the room from Amazon. I don't pack them because it's a pain in the butt, but I get 4 pair of sweatpants and 4 sweatshirts delivered to my resort through Amazon. And that way I have them. And if I don't use them, I bring them home. And actually I could probably just take some next year because this year it was so warm. I didn't use any of them, but it's just one of those things. My wife says this too, and I don't know if you agree, but I think we have a lot of people watching tonight. And for folks on the feed, let me know what you think too on social media. Because my wife says that like a 45 degree day at the parks in Florida, there's something about, you know, Florida is very hot and humid, but also when it's on the colder side, it's almost like a raw cold. I think too, what it is like if it's 45 in St. Louis, I'm not going to be outside very much because it's just like a raw day, you know, like I'm just like, okay, I'm not going out, you know, yeah. I'm going to run, I'm going to go in, I'm going to stay in. But like, you know, you tend to be out doing stuff all day at Walt Disney World. So even when it's not like extreme cold, you know, like in the 30s, if you're outside, it's like 45, but there's like a raw kind of feel to the parks when you're out there down in Florida.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Cause I mean, like up here, if it's, you know, I mean, it's perfect for running, right? You're only
yes.
in the 40s, but other than that, it's just, it's almost very hard to gauge, like even up here, honestly, like, is it 48 and for that kind of range, like the high 40s? Is it windy? Cause some days like it's in the 40s up here and I need my winter jacket, but some days I can kind of get away with a regular
right.
sweatshirt, you know, and it's kind of hard to tell that. And at Disney World, I think we, maybe a lot of us, have it kind of subconsciously that it should feel warmer at all times. You know what I mean? Like, even if the app says differently, like, I think, like, I know there are technical, I'm not as big of a weather geek as you, so you might know that you probably know this more, but like, I know, like, obviously, like, if you're in California, there's like, just not really humid. And when you're it just, I'm kind of thinking of those three places, right? Like the Northeast, Florida, and California. It's three of the places I've been to the most in my life. And they're just like so distinct in how their weather is. Like, you know, the same temperature is completely different, like in those three places. And it kind of makes sense. But if you're really used to being in the Midwest or being in the Northeast, even if you go to a place like Florida, you know, and you know you should be prepared, you're just used to that temperature feeling a certain way. Yep. That's my non-nerd way of describing that.
Well, no, and the whole,
but
the whole thing
I know
is
you
too,
love weather. So
you know, I do love weather. I mean, I'm no kidding. I watch the weather. I'm looking at my Twitter timeline as it goes by right now. AccuWeather, the Weather Channel. I'm looking at because all the tropical storm. I'm watching all that development off the coast. But it's one of those things where, you know, I've learned over the years, especially for Run Disney events. Mike Bankhead's in the chat, and I'm sure he's exactly like me. I bring it all. I don't care if it says it's going to be 75 for the whole week in January. Dude, I've been played by the weather before, and I am bringing long pants. You know, I'm bringing like my tights to run in. I'm bringing my thermal like Under Armour Nike shirt that keeps you super warm. I'm probably not going to need it, but the one time I don't pack it, dude, it's guaranteed to be 25 degrees that morning. You know, it's just it's better to bring everything and not need it. I know it's a pain, but the time I don't bring it's the time I need it every single time. And I'm trying not to overpack. I'm terrible about that. But
yeah, I try to. I don't have the packing cubes that I know like Pam loves, but I do
either.
Like roll my clothes like in the suitcase to save some room that way. But I think I might steal your idea of having stuff shipped.
It's so worth it.
Nasty sweatpants shipped to Pop Century, and then it'll be funny. Like we'll like have stuff arrive, like nothing to see here, just extra sweatpants. Yeah. Like all these packages come.
Because I get the Amazon basics because I, you know, they're super cheap. They're like $8 a pair. And then the sweatshirts are like $7 and I get them in the lizard color because they have all different colors. And so they just get delivered and I, you know, bust one out of the bag the night before, throw it on the bed. When I get up in the morning, I put on my stuff, throw it on top. I mean, you've probably seen me in the pictures. I wear it all the time. And it's the, you know, I figure it's like, is my comfort worth $12 a day? Heck yeah. Because you stand there forever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like I'd pay $100 some of those mornings. You're so cold. You can't feel, you know, you're dying. So yeah, it's definitely worth it.
So yeah. I'm definitely going to have to do something like that.
Be ready for January.
I'll be prepared. Oh yeah. I hope so. I mean, hope I'm ready.
You will
be. I'm going to try to be as ready as I can be, but I'll be bugging you quite a bit over the next few months about like extra advice and stuff.
And we're going to start doing a live calling show for the lizards too. We're going to set a better schedule once this all gets done. So, all right, well, I got to run my list. I got a bunch of people
Sounds
calling
good.
In. So I'm going to get to them, but I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
All right.
Have a good
night.
One.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. 407-413-9395 is the number. We have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Joanne? I hear me. Kill the computer.
Whoa. Wait, let me get rid of that guy.
There. Yeah, that guy's
How
annoying.
Are you?
I'm good. You're a feather. You're a fellow weather geek.
I love the weather.
Me too. That's why I want to move
we
to Florida.
We watch the weather every day.
You guys and get the best like, weather.
It's been, for the past 2 months, it has been incredibly beautiful. Like, my husband keeps, like, looking at me every time I say this, but is this the best place to be quarantined?
No kidding. It's not been bad here.
It's just been incredibly beautiful.
Yep. And you know what? What's the irony of that? That could have been beautiful spring weather at the parks, you know? You can't look at it. I try to see the positive side of everything, but it's frustrating when you get beautiful weather and you can't go to Flower and Garden.
Yeah. Well, we've been able to work it out since Jay, the coronavirus fear we have. We have to plan our Haley times for when Daddy has been home for 2 weeks, and so today was a Haley day, so it's all good.
They are so cute.
She's such a performer. We were playing. I was playing. She, Meemaw, can we watch Frozen 2 too? That means again.
I love the picture that Melissa put on Facebook. I think it was yesterday, that says she's dressed like a tourist because she came down with her ears on. I thought that was sweet. She's one of us.
She's a hoot. But I don't know. I feel like I'm being cheated out of my life. I mean, honest to God, every day is a good day. We got enough to eat, drink. I got toilet paper. I got wine.
It's true.
I mean, what more do you need?
What else do you need? Toilet paper and wine. Who'd have thought that's the tagline for 2020? Life's good, toilet paper and wine.
But 1 week from today is our 45th wedding anniversary.
Oh my gosh, happy anniversary.
We were supposed to be on the Mediterranean cruise.
I know.
In fact, we were supposed to be leaving tomorrow from Barcelona. So if it weren't for the travel, I'm getting enough of the granddaughters now that I can like sort of appease my.
I never thought you would say that. I never thought you would say that. That's so
funny. I had her for 24 hours, so I had to have a little bit of a headache and then maybe a couple glasses of wine.
You're so funny. Oh, my gosh. I get it, though. Trust me. They wear you out. I'm glad we just have the dog.
Exhausted.
We have Paige here with her dog, and that's all we need, so we're good.
Isn't it so much fun to spend time together, though?
It is. It's been a blessing. I mean, there's been a lot of bad stuff, but it's been a blessing.
I have a friend whose daughter has been struggling in school, and she's doing so well with the online. I think we're going to enroll her in the homeschool online version. So everybody's got new things to learn about their lives and their self and their beliefs. And
well, be careful with that. I homeschooled Mallory for fifth grade. She barely passed. No, just kidding. The principal almost had to send her to detention a bunch of times. I was glad when we moved and she got into good school.
I love all the homeschool memes about, the parents and the moms and everything. But
Teachers of the year this year.
So anyway, our governor is waiting for the local attractions to submit their plans for opening. So I think maybe in July there'll be somebody going to some amusement park somewhere in Florida.
You know, I've been talking with folks like Scott, because a bunch of them are going to Alani this summer, and obviously they're not doing that, but I would be fine just going to like an old Key West and just hanging. I just want to see my friends. I just want to see people. I don't have to, I want to go to the parks, but I just want to go sit by a pool in vacation, just hang out, just get out of this house. I'm excited. I got excited because I got to go to Domino's. Tonight I drove my Jeep to Domino's and I was excited. I'm like, this is so stupid. I'm excited to go pick up a pizza. What's wrong with this world?
We do have a spare room, you know.
I know. And trust me, I want to get down there.
But I don't know. I just feel like so much of my life. I was asking Melissa tonight when she picked up Haley, because Ashlyn is 15 months, 17 months. It's like, you get to be free at Walt Disney World in 2 years, too. Are they adding some months on to her time to be free?
That's true. They're getting robbed of their free months. They get 24 of them. No, they get 36 of them. I guess 35. Yes. I didn't think about that. That you need to make a meme that says that. That'd go viral for sure.
Oh, but she's funny. She's like this little hobbling, waddling snack seeker.
Well, I waddle and sneak snacks all the time, too, so we must be a lot alike.
Well, give our love to Pam and Paige and Mallory and Riley and all those folks.
I will.
Hang in there. It'll be all over one of these days.
All right. Well, hey, blessings, and we'll talk to you soon, Joanne. Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. So that's my good friend Joanne. She's living the life, man. Okay, so if you haven't, Joanne's my friend. She lives down right outside of Walt, right behind the Magic Kingdom. She's got a pool. She's got wine. She's got she's got it going on for quarantine life. I love it
all the time too. So
all right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hello.
Hello. I hear me in the background and Joanne still. What's going on?
Oh, hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Karen from Cleveland.
Karen from Cleveland. What's going on? Home of the Indians.
Well, you were asking about bad weather.
Yes, we got distracted.
And,
yes.
Back in 2016, we were down in Saratoga Springs. It was October, and we had a Category 5 hurricane coming in up the South America and kept coming. And we figured it's going to miss us, and it did miss us, but we were a little bit afraid not to be able to get home on Monday. Mm-hmm. So the fourth day in, we rented a van at 5:30 in the morning and drove straight through to home, which was a lot of fun.
So being from Cleveland, obviously you've never been in like a hurricane before, anything close to that, right?
No, not really.
Same. Okay, so I was in Hurricane Charlie in 2004, and the thing is, like I've said it already, I've been a weather geek my entire life, and this is the stupidest answer ever, but this was before I was scared to fly back then. I wouldn't fly, so we'd drive down from St. Louis in the Trailblazer, drive home, and I knew this hurricane was coming. Well, of course, I didn't know it when we were heading down, you know, because we stayed for like 7 or 8 nights, but you know, like a few days before we're getting ready to check out, you know, they start tracking it. You start seeing it on the news. Of course, the local news in Orlando, it's a big deal. Cause that's what, you know, everybody's got to board up their windows and all that stuff. So we're watching it and I'm a weather geek. I'm like, oh man, you know, like the thing is, I never want a hurricane to like make landfall because I know like for me as a visitor to Walt Disney World, it's not going to destroy my house. It's not going to keep me out of, you know, I'm not going to get all the bad stuff, but the thing was, I sold my wife. She's kind of scared. And Mallory was not even around. Paige was little at this time because she was born in 96. So she was only 8 at the time. So anyway, we stayed a couple extra nights because I told her, I was like, the worst place to be is on the interstate. Like, what if they close down the gas stations and we get caught like between Orlando and Atlanta, you know, and everybody's on the roads evacuating. I'm like, I've always heard Walt Disney World's the best place to be during a hurricane. We're staying. So we did stay. And that night, the eye of the storm passed over Walt Disney World. There were 95 mile an hour winds, which is like a category 2, I think. And I mean, it was crazy because we were on one of the top floors of the 70s building at the Pop Century. And I mean, I've seen gusts of wind like that in the Midwest. But I mean, my God, it blew like 70, 80, 90 miles an hour, like for hours. Mm-hmm. And the trees blew over. It was nuts. I mean, I get that. I was glad I did it because I got to experience it. But man, it was more than I was expecting. You walked out of your door and like it just took your breath away. I mean, you peek your head out because I'd be like, I got to feel the hurricane. I peek my head out the door. I'm like, oh, I can't breathe. So I ducked back in. And actually, Pam and Paige were in the bathroom of the hotel room in the bathtub. She was calling her mom. She was kind of scared. So I probably shouldn't have done that to him. I kind of felt like the bad guy in Twister, you know, that had like the new girlfriend that was the therapist and she was freaking out. I kind of felt like Bill Paxton, you know, I was like a bad guy, but I wanted to like see the, you know, I wanted to see the weather. So that's why we stayed. It was a bad decision.
Did a lot of people stay?
Yes. Actually, a lot of people did. Yes. Actually, what I found out was that it was a lot of people that were Floridians, but from the coast, they tend to evacuate to Walt Disney World because it's more central. And the thing was, the hurricane wasn't supposed to hit like central Florida. It made like a jog at the very end. It made a right turn. It was supposed to hit Tampa. And then all of a sudden it went in just like, because it came in off the Gulf and it made this sharp right-hand turn right over Orlando at the last minute. And like, I think it caught a lot of people off guard, but it was, you know, I thought it would be all fun. I was freaked out there that one night because it was in the middle of the night when it came over. It was crazy. Oh my gosh, it was nuts.
Yeah, well, we knew it wasn't going to hit us. Oops.
No, you're still there.
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry.
No worries. But
yeah,
I do,
for some reason I'm not.
I do remember that though because I was rescheduling a lot of people off cruises when that hurricane was happening. Because it affected the
Well, it came up the East Coast.
Yep.
Or was so that the one? Maybe that was 2018. We knew it wasn't
going to hit. I'm thinking of a different year.
Oh.
I can't remember. But there was one where they canceled a couple of fantasy sailings, and we had a big old mess that year.
Well, our concern was getting home for work on Monday, because we didn't know if the flights would be going.
Yep.
So that was our big thing.
Was the drive home okay? Was there a lot of traffic? How was that?
No, it was fine. But we left at like 5:30 in the morning, so we probably missed some of it.
It's a good call.
But we had one more night to stay, and they refunded our points and everything. So
that's good. It probably wanted to get you out of there. Yeah, I Disney. You know, people give Disney a hard time sometimes, but they do always want to keep you safe. I mean, they're going to always err on the the side of keeping you safe, keeping you happy. So I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah, definitely.
Now. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in from Cleveland tonight. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you. I really enjoy your podcast.
I sure appreciate that. That makes my night. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. It means a lot.
Sure.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Hey, have a good night. Bye-bye. Cleveland in the house. Love that. Yeah, the weather is crazy because, you know, it's crapshoot in Florida. Like that Hurricane Charlie when we were down there wasn't supposed to hit, but it did. It was supposed to hit Tampa like the day before. It was nuts, especially from a guy from St. Louis. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. All right, next caller's on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Mary from Maryland.
Mary, you're in the right state. This is that's awesome. It's your land. You guys actually now have Tua. Did you guys see you guys now have Tua, Tua's little brother, as your quarterback at the University of Maryland,
yeah,
the Terps?
Yeah.
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 Good land. It's a good pick.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I am probably more of a, well, I mean, I do follow some college football, but I definitely do more NFL. And I'm missing my O's. So,
yeah, trust me. Someday I'm going to make it to Camden Yard. It just looks awesome.
It's a nice park. Yeah, it really is.
Started all the retro parks.
Yeah.
Yep. So what about you? What about weather?
So I wanted to call in. This is my first time I've ever called, so I'm kind of excited.
I love it. Thank you so much.
But yeah, so a few things. I just remember, so my family and I, we go down usually every other year down to Disney. And I remember one December when we were there, it was really cold. And we were in the Magic Kingdom one evening to the point where we had coats, hats, gloves, scarf, and I was freezing. And I had my husband and my girls, my parents were with us. And, you know, it was flurrying. And I was making the comment, it was not during a Christmas party. And I made the comment, we got the real stuff here tonight.
This isn't soap, man. This is the cold stuff. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Which is crazy, crazy. So that, and then I also had a time we were down there and they were calling for possible tornadoes. Now, I know this was before I had my girls, so I'm going to guess it was probably like 2008, maybe. And it was in October. They were calling for possible tornadoes. And my mom and I said, we're going to brave it. And we're going. And my dad and my husband were like, no way. You guys crazy. You're on your own. So we went and, again, went to the Magic Kingdom. The park was empty. And it really wasn't even raining. It had rained. A storm had come through. But, I mean, we walked on everything. Splash Mountain, Space Mountain. We had our choice. We just walked straight up to the front of the line and got on. It was amazing.
And the thing, too, is about the Magic Kingdom. If you think about it, you know, Disney, I'm sure they drill, like what to do, especially like a tornado, because that's something that, I mean, it's not common in Central Florida, but I mean, it's not uncommon either to have, you know, a tornado warning where you're going to have to shelter guests in place. And if you think about it, probably the Magic Kingdom wouldn't be a bad place to go because Utilidors, they could probably take you downstairs. You know, like, I mean, Epcot, you might be in a little bit more trouble. You know, like if there's one park,
right.
Hey, tunnels, man, tunnels, Utilidors.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't thinking about that, but that's a good point.
Who knows? I mean, I don't know if you're going to get, you know, I don't know if you're getting 30,000 people in the Utilidors, but you said it was empty. So there you go. First come, first served.
Right. we would have definitely all fit. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
And then the one other thing that I can think of, I didn't have weather down in Florida, but when we were in Florida, this again was an October trip. We were scheduled to come home October 29th so we could be home for Halloween. And that was the year that we had Hurricane Sandy hit Maryland.
Oh.
And it was that day. So we were supposed to come home the 29th, and then we rescheduled our flight for the following day, which never happened. So then by the time I called the next day, they said, well, now you have to book 2 days out. So our 10-day trip ended up being a 13-day trip, and we spent our time, you know, for Halloween there, which was fantastic. And I wasn't complaining.
Yeah, no kidding. I'd rather be stuck there than stuck home. You know, not getting
exactly.
There. Yeah, that's the end of the trip you want to be stuck
amazing.
On. Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, we didn't add any additional, you know, park days on because we had already spent so much. But just to, you know, hang out on the resort and enjoy the resort more. And we did some stuff then it was probably Downtown Disney still. But yeah, we had a good time. It was awesome.
So because you've been, you know, you've had all these experiences with weather at Walt Disney World, is it something that has it changed, like the way you tour the parks? Do you bring extra clothes? Because you've been, you know, like you said, you've seen it snow. I've seen it snow at Walt Disney World as well. No kidding. Well, I got to ask you this too. Okay, so
yeah.
The day you saw it snow, I bet you're the same way. Did you see people that were still walking around in shorts? Because, you know, I wonder if it's like a macho thing or if it's like, oh crap, I didn't pack any pants. You know, like I feel
right.
bad
they
for them because I'm freezing. I got 7 layers on and some dude's walking around in flip-flops and shorts. I'm like, are you either like just dumb or you just, I feel bad because you don't have pants. You're going to Florida.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah.
When we come, especially like that year was December. So when we left Maryland, it's cold here. So we've got everything on. You know, when we land, we're stripping our clothes off. But so we had everything already with us. And they just happened, we're calling for cold weather that night. And I said, well, it looks like we better wear our coat. So we were ready. But yeah, there's always people walking around with
yes.
hardly anything on. And
wow.
I couldn't.
Oh, me neither, man. Because the older I've gotten, like just I can't take the cold as much as I used to. And I will say another, you know, I mentioned the coldest I've ever been is at the 2010 Walt Disney World Marathon weekend. Mike Bankhead talked about this. This is the one you measure everything up against. It was sleeting. It was snowing the entire time of the half marathon that morning. And it was colder the next day for the full marathon, but it was sunny. It was just super cold the next day. When we were running the half, it sleeted and snowed the entire race. And while you're waiting for the race, all that stuff. But it's the same thing you just mentioned. I guess you guys flew, but you had all your clothes. So this time, again, I didn't fly back then, thank God, because when I left St. Louis, it's January. Like, I had on so many clothes. I had my big, heavy coat. You know, and the thing is, I didn't unpack the car.
Right.
Like, I just had all my junk in there. Like, I had windbreakers and, you know, just stuff I leave in the Jeep all the time or whatever car I took. And so when I got to Florida, I was like, oh, dude, it is so cold. I thought it was going to be 70. And so that day when it was time for the half marathon, I went out to my car in the parking lot and I grabbed every single thing that I had, windbreakers, coats, gloves I had mittens, I had a stocking cap. And I thought, okay, I'm going to wear this for like the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes of the race. I'm going to chuck it and just have to get something new when I get home. Nope. After the 13 miles, I still had on every thread of clothes. And I was looking at stuff other people were throwing off and about ready to pick it up and throw it on myself, even though it was sweaty. It was the weirdest like weekend. It was so cold. It was in the 20s at Walt Disney World. I mean, you just don't expect
that.
So cold.
There's no way. I mean, I'm not a runner at all, but I don't think I could run even a half a mile if I couldn't feel my toes.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good news. After you run a while, everything starts to kind of lubing up and getting warm. I mean, that gives you incentive to get moving. I'll say it. And then again, this past year, 2020's full marathon. People were dropping like flies because it was like 82 degrees before the race was over. You know, it's like
right. It
was smoking hot. So you just, it's a crapshoot at Florida.
Right.
I love Florida because you don't know what you're going to get. I love the variety. You know, you really don't know, but you got to prepare for everything. I've learned that finally. You just got to prepare for everything.
Yep. Yeah. And I don't think that the weather really does affect my touring too much. I just, you know, I mean, we usually take a break in the middle of the day. So if it storms, that's usually when it happens. So it really doesn't seem to affect us too much. Every time we go down there, it seems like we've got pretty decent weather. So, I mean, I really can't complain. And lots of times we've had an instance where it just started to rain and yeah, we hit an attraction where we're inside, like maybe the Haunted Mansion or what have you. And then we walk out and it's sunny again.
Yeah. Totally lucky. Yeah. But I will say, you know, we tend to go back. We're like a family. We go in the summer for a long trip. And so we'll go back to the hotel midday, take a break, get out of the heat and so forth. And man, when I see that the clouds are rolling in, it's getting dark, like at 2 o'clock in the, I love that. Like, I love when I'm getting ready to take a nap at Florida and just a big old thunderstorm comes along. I'll just open that big window and look. I love a Florida thunderstorm. There's just something about it with the palm trees and nothing better. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
No, and I love them here, but not as good as Florida. Florida does it best. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in, Mary. Thanks so much. And you take care out in Maryland.
Yeah, we will. All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Don't
so
be a stranger.
Much.
I'll talk to you soon. Stay safe.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.
All right, 407-413-9395. I love this. You guys are weather geeks, too. And you got to kind of be if you're going to Florida because you really don't know what you're going to get. You know, you could be having, you know, 80-degree sunny weather for the entire trip. To be honest, I've had trips like that for, like, race weekends or been down for 3 or 4 week, days. I like to have something. I like a good thunderstorm or something like that. Not the whole time. I know some people get washed out, and that's no fun. But, weather's fun. Variety's the spice of life, right? All right, heading to Lincoln, Nebraska. Wade is joining us. Wade, happy Saturday night, and congratulations on 10 half marathons.
Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Good
yeah,
stuff.
It was a humid one today. I woke up and about like at 6:10, I thought, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm like, well, maybe it's gonna rain, so I'm like, nah, I'll just lay back in bed and yeah, and you know. So then late morning, I go out and run. I'm like, oh, geez, I'm dying. The humidity is like killing me. And, you know, talking about weather is like, boom. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It was just about mile 9. I was like, I got to get this over with.
Yeah, tell me. I know. I had the same thing. I finally busted out the Gatorade to put on the, because I just run that little quarter mile loop. So I put the Gatorade on. What it is, it's the timer for our fountain for our lake. And every time I ran by, I was like, okay, I'm going to go one more lap before I stop and drink my Gatorade. Because it was super humid here, too. And it just, I'm fine with it once I get used to it. But, man, I'm not used to it yet. It's just, it's hitting me like a brick wall.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I had my wife, actually, I called her. I said, okay, you got to meet me at this parking lot. Because I was going out towards, away from our house, towards downtown Lincoln. And the zoo is down there. I go, meet me there. Bring a Huma gel packet, you know, and the Hydro Flask of ice water because
yes,
I need it.
Yes, I hear you, man.
So,
yeah, we'll be wishing for this, though, in July.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I'm not complaining. Well, I saw you did a I agree. I saw you did a half marathon today, too, so congratulations.
Oh,
it was negative split, so congratulations.
Thanks, yeah. I didn't want to run. Well, what it is, I think it's going to be pouring all tonight and all day tomorrow, so I think I'm taking tomorrow off, so I had to. You know, you got to earn. Yeah. I'm probably going to have ice cream tonight. So you got to earn the ice cream. So that's how I look at it.
Exactly. Exactly. There you go. There you go. Well, weather. I had to call in because I've had so many weather experiences there, as have many people. But I want to say it was 2018, Wine and Dine. It was supposed to rain at the party that night because, you know, now that it's a morning race and the party is then from, I think you can get in at 8 or whatever and goes until 1 a.m. or whatever. It was supposed to rain during the party. So I went into the Norway Pavilion, and they have this brand Helly Hansen, which is great, like, mountaineering stuff. Mm-hmm. And I bought this really cool rain jacket, right? So it's perfect. And I wore it at night. It was great. Kept me dry. Okay. Fast forward to last year, literally 367 days ago, we were there, the family, in May. And yeah, it was like a beautiful morning. They said maybe a passing rain shower. I'm like, I'm not bringing the rain jacket with me. Why would I do that? It's a beautiful morning.
Right? I know where this is going, but go ahead.
Yeah, exactly, right? So none of the family brings any of the rain jackets. I've got, like I said, this like $90 Helly Hansen. I guess I got my AP discount on it, but whatever. It's still an expensive rain jacket, right? No, I'll just leave it. I literally laid it on the bed in the hotel room. So we go to Animal Kingdom. And we got our fast pass for Kilimanjaro Safaris. I don't know. It was like 11 a.m. or something like that. We did some other things. Literally like, wow, look at those clouds. It looked really dark. We got on and boom, it started raining. And it started pouring. And it's like, well, at least we're covered, you know. And we just started out on the path. And, of course, you're bouncing around. And it starts coming down harder and harder. Literally, it was like a monsoon. So much so that every bump that the driver would hit, the water would splash off the roof, the canvas roof or whatever, and then into the car, the Jeep, whatever, right? And I'm like, of course, the rain jacket is sitting back at the bed at Wilderness Lodge. We were wetter than had we gone on Cali River Rapids 3 times in a row.
Oh,
it was that wet. Now we just started laughing because what else are you going to do, right? It was, we were dying laughing. It's funny because it popped up on one of my son's like Snapchat stories. It was like 1 year ago today. And it was like two days ago. And so just got pounded wet. We didn't dry out the rest of the day. It's like, what are you going to do? And it kind of rained off and on a little bit, and then it stopped. And I'm like, oh, I'm glad that jacket's back at the hotel room.
Well, you know, it stayed nice and dry. It kept the bed, dry for you, you know, even though it's inside. No, you know, we have a joke.
Exactly.
And I think everybody kind of has this joke. It's like, if you get to the park and it's, you know, like, you're like, oh, I didn't bring my stuff. Should I just buy ponchos real quick? You know, as soon as you buy those ponchos, it's not going to rain. You know, like, it's like, just, you could just do everybody a favor. Go buy four ponchos and the whole park will stay dry. You know, who's going to sacrifice the, you know, the $32 or whatever it costs to buy four ponchos, and we're all good, you know, so.
Right. Right, exactly. I also have a great collection of Disney fleece pullovers, zip-ups for the times in like December and January. It's like, oh, the weather's going to be great, right? I mean, look, it says the weather's going to be great. And you get down there and you get like, yeah, it drops into like the 40s. You're like, well, I got to go buy this $75, you know, fleece jacket because I'm freezing. So, yeah, Disney knows what they're doing when they put those fleece jackets out on the rack, right?
Oh, totally.
And the mittens and the hat.
Totally. And the thing is, like, I'm always on the fence. Like, should I get that? Because, in January and December when I'm down there, I like to get warm weather stuff because, you know, it's still going to be cold back home for another few months. But, like, I'll see, oh, it's like $70. I don't need it. But then, you know, like, you get a really cold night and you're like, well, I'll have it for the next 3 months and I'll have it next year and I'll be warm tonight. Boom, I buy it. Oh, and I get an AP discount. That's always the kicker. Yeah. You know, I'll get an AP discount.
Exactly. You go $70. Oh, minus 14. I'm good. Okay, $56. Okay, good.
Exactly, for a sweatshirt. I know. Totally.
I do have a really cool Expedition Everest one. I don't even know if they sell anymore. It's a red fleece jacket, zip up. And it doesn't scream Expedition Everest roller coaster. It's kind of got like, different writings on the sleeves and the back. And a few years ago, I was wearing it. I was at like a Krispy Kreme donut shop. And I walk in and I buy my donuts. And the woman goes, I have to ask you. And I said, yeah. She goes, what was it like climbing Mount Everest? And I was like, I go, what?
No, see, you got to tell me, like, man, it was one of the hardest things. It's in the top 7 things I've done in my life. That's what you should have said.
I wish I could have thought that quick, you know? And I was like, oh, no, I bought this jacket at Disney World. One day it was really cold. She looked at me like, oh, okay.
No, man, you could have had your donuts for free for life.
I know. I should have said, oh, it was tough. You know, we summited on the day and it was cold and windy. And
you
so
totally
glad I had the fleece jacket up there.
You totally should have said, man, give me a coffee mug and a dozen donuts. And I'm going next week. I'm going to go back again. I'll get a picture at the top with them.
Exactly.
Oh, that's too funny.
But anyway, but
those are good stories.
Well,
man.
Yeah, I've been caught. You know, I probably got more because it seems like rain seems to be the big one. And I told you about the wine and dine. I don't know if you ran that wine and dine.
I did not.
Rain literally the whole time.
I did not. Okay. The splash and dash, everybody called it.
Splash and dash. That's the one where I was the guy at 10:29. Oh, it looks great. It's not going to rain.
Yo,
boom,
dude,
fireworks go off and boom, the rain comes. It's like, what?
Ricky says stuff like that all the time. When I'm with Ricky at a Disney park, she'll say stuff like, I'm like, why did you verbalize that out loud, Ricky? Why, you know, like, oh man, the crowds are super light. Like when you're going through the touch points, like there's nobody here. And you know, like we're going through the touch points. Ricky, we just went under the train station. Like you can't walk. It's so crowded. 'Cause you said that, like, stop.
I've learned. It's like washing your car, right? It's like, I'm going to go wash the car. Boom, it's going to rain the next day. Of course, and it does. So, yeah, same thing.
Yeah, it's like my wife always asks me, she's like, you caught up on your emails? I'm like, dude, I'm not saying a word. If I say I am, I'm going to get 17 in the next 15 minutes. No, I'm not never caught up.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. That's the way it works.
Exactly. Well, hey, man,
the way it works.
I appreciate you calling in tonight, but hope you're having a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. You too. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, buddy. Take care. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, that's going to put a wrap on the weather talk here for Walt Disney World Weather Show tonight. Thanks, guys, for all the calls. Love talking to the new listeners. Love talking to our regulars. This is so much fun. And we're going to do it again in just 23 hours, Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give me a follow. Follow along on everything we do here at BeOurGuestMike on Twitter and Instagram. Lots of fun stuff over there. And of course, check out the show at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. We do these shows every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. We're waiting to hear from you on the next show. If you're checking this out on the feed, join us live. It's a lot of fun. All right, everybody. It's Saturday night. Have fun. Get out there and enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.